Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home. Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use.
Hey, I'm Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he's a black belt in MMA.
Black belt.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin doesn't even know her real name anymore.
Hey guys, this is Nate. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the 32-year-old drug addicted, level 3 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he always has emergency drugs in his gooch pouch.
Oh my god.
Gooch.
Hey everybody, R2 here, Ryan Tucker. I play Flea Sticks Out Jelly. I'm the hobo trash master cleric of the group. I'm a MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact about Flea Stick, my favorite place to sleep is in a dumpster behind Arby's. Free beef and cheddars.
Hey, I'm Tristan Hayes, the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is the squid's brain is ring-shaped with its esophagus running through it, so if it eats anything too large, it can suffer brain damage.
Wow.
Nice.
That's not fun.
Talk psychic damage from eating too big of food.
You're telling me if you get fellatio from a squid, you might kill it.
Yep, I might kill it.
So then the boys...
Okay.
Alright, as you guys left off, you were taking a long rest inside of Blink's Tavern. You were told about the poet who was performing a dark ritual that he doesn't know how to perform well. Lilith Darko is the only one who's to perform rituals. You guys are waking up and getting your gear together and getting ready to go see what's going on with this poet.
Stretch my cat legs.
So you guys gonna go ahead and straight for him? Gonna step outside?
Yeah, let's go do it. Let's check him out.
Okay. As you step outside, let me roll.
You should have went at the back.
So you step outside and you see a man stumbling out of Tiefling Dirtbag. He's holding his head. His eyes are all glossy and watery, and he's sick. And he looks around, and you see him kind of look back at the building, and he's like looking it over, confused, like what's going on here? And then you see him walk back inside and just kind of go about his day. So you guys definitely fucking robbed that dude. He was fucked up. He does not remember he was robbed. He's confused as hell. But you know that he's back inside doing his thing. If
he didn't forget that was his place of business.
No, he still remembers, I think.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you guys...
I was hoping he'd forget that, too.
You guys would have to talk to him.
We just get a free business to start
running Ocean's 11 shit.
So you're going to go hunt for the poet?
Yeah. Somebody to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, so you step out towards the outskirts of town. You see like a small little building there, just like falling apart, kind of shittily built. You guys just going to step inside?
Is there trash?
There's probably trash all over the place.
Yes.
Emos don't clean up. So as you step in the building, you feel an entire wave of just like dread and sorrow smack into you. So I need everybody to make either Constitution save or Wisdom save.
Seventeen plus three Constitution. 11 on a con save. 11. 12 on a Wisdom save. And I got a 20. 17 plus 3 Constitution. 5.
You
got a 5? Okay, so as you step inside, you see like a halfling emo standing up on like a little pedestal, and you see a donkey and a man laying inside of a big pentagram ritual drawn on the ground. So as you walk in, though, for Flea Stick, what'd you get, Duke? What'd you get on your
11 save? Con.
11? Okay. So, Flea Stick, you failed. So as you walk in, you get smacked with the sorrow and, like, the despair of this place, and you just start crying. So you will have a minus one on attack rolls for your first turn, like, first round. Because you just can't help from crying, and the tears are blocking your view. So as you step up, you see all of this happening. There's, like, candles, there's smoke, there's incense, the ritual is all red and lit up. The emo kind of screams out, and he says, "Don't you worry, fuck. I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to sacrifice this donkey, and I'm going to bring you back." Then he sees you guys step forward, and he's like, "Oh, shit. Okay, you guys just stepped in the veil. Some bad things are going to happen, and some shit's going to start coming through, because now there's a tear.
Not the donkeys.
Please, please defend my lover, fuck, on the ground. I'm trying to sacrifice this donkey to bring him back." So that's happening. You're about to have some unwanted visitors from breaking the veil of the...
Kill that donkey.
Your lover's name
kill
is fuck?
Don't kill
yes,
the donkey.
Yes, my lover's name is fuck.
Jesus.
It's because it's what we do.
Uh-oh. It's because of what we do.
Damn. I don't see why you want it back, I guess. Jeez.
So...
Did you try CPR on fuck?
He's been dead for a day or two. It don't work.
It don't work.
He's a gun.
He's gone.
Okay, so, as you guys are talking still, you see this, ugly, small, flying little bat creature, and, what looks like a little demon imp come bursting out of, like, a red portal through the ritual. So we all need to roll some initiatives.
Fine.
20
videos. Damn. I got 5. 2 plus 3.
I rolled a 1.
Got a 20 from me.
Oh no, natural 1.
I got the 14.
No!
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 So I got a 14. I rolled a 1 plus 3. Oof.
Alright, I wasn't listening. Archie, what did you get?
I rolled a 1 plus 3, so 4.
Oh, okay. Miss Muffin?
I rolled a 2 plus 3, I got 5.
Okay. Flea Steak?
19 plus 1, 20.
Very nice.
Okay. Duke?
It was just 14, we'll skip the math.
Okay.
Fuck math.
Means first up is Flea Steak Sock Jelly.
Math rocks.
So you are. Oh, you got minus one on me. Okay, so yeah, there is two dretches, which are the bat creatures, and one imp that just spawned inside the ritual. So they are about 5, 10, 15, about 20 feet from you.
Damn. 20 feet's not that far.
That's within climbing distance.
Well, I'm gonna run up and crack them one time with my feet.
Are you gonna run into the ritual?
Yeah.
Sight.
Break it up.
YOLO.
Stop it.
YOLO. He said, "This is the only one."
I feel so much dread.
I think I'll go around the
save the dog.
It is inside the ritual site. Like they're all spawning out. Ah. Yeah, they're like inside.
Okay, so I need to hit them with a.
We're gonna eat the donkey.
No. We're gonna save that donkey.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're gonna save that donkey.
What are my options here?
You've got ranged, or if you want to jump where the ritual is, you can, but if you want to run in there, but that's on you.
I don't really think I have any ranged without a spell slot being sacrificed.
Cantrips don't take spell slots. Like a Sacred Flame or...
Firebolt or anything.
Oh, okay.
Like Sacred Flame. Yeah.
Sacred Flame, no.
Sacred Flame. one of the two dretches or the imp?
Let's go for the imp.
Yeah, the imp.
Okay.
One for a 4-hit shot. And that is a 15 plus 4, 19.
That will hit. Yeah. You say the imp?
Yep, the imp.
Okay, yes, that will hit.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wait, shit. No. You did Sacred Flame. That's a dex save, isn't it?
Oh, that is dex. I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
So I got
oh, shoot, and you got.
Yeah, you had a really good roll, too.
Yeah.
A minus one.
Oh, and you have... Well, it don't matter on that one. Okay, dex save. 15 plus
3. You're done.
What is it?
You got it.
Okay. All right. No smoke. Duke Crystal.
Oh, shit. So how are we placed? We all stand in one spot around this circle?
Yeah, you guys all kind of enter through the door. So you're right there. And the ritual is like 5-10 feet in front of you, the layer of the ring. And the imp and the dredge and the other dredge are both inside the ring still.
Like, I'm going to move
about 15-10 feet.
90 degrees feet to the left, so a quarter pie around the circle. Okay. I'm going to wait outside the circle, see if I can lure some of the imps my direction.
Okay.
Good thinking, sir.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Next up is the first dredge. Let's see what this song beach can do. Okay. So he's going to fly at you, Duke. He's going to fly
good
out of the ritual zone. When you roll a perception, Duke.
Did you say good?
Yeah. That would be 18.
Perception 18. So when you see it exit the ritual site, you see like this black, kind of almost like ashiness, pull off of him back to towards the ritual. As if like something that was inside and tries to walk out is being pulled back in.
So he's weakened, most likely.
Not so much weakened, but so much as you can tell that he's not going to be able to do this
He's being
it's time.
Pulled off.
He's got a time, yes.
Right.
But he is going to try to bite you.
Don't let him bite you.
3 plus 2? No. That won't hit, right?
Hell no.
But that's a multi-attack, so he gets to make 2 attacks, one with its bite and one with its claw. Okay. That's a natural 1.
Bonk!
That's what he gets for
okay,
me,
so he goes to swing at you, Duke, and his claw, like, grazes across to your cheek, just barely, like, skimming, mm-hmm. taking off some, like, face hair. And he spins around, and you see the pull increase, and he gets kind of pulled back inside the ritual site and pulls against it, and it rips his arm off. So he's going to take...
What a fool.
8 damage from ripping his arm off.
That's what he gets.
Finish his ass then.
For a natural 1.
Demon.
The next dredge. He is going to push down towards Archie, and you see kind of the same thing that Duke saw when it leaves the ritual site. He's going to do his multi-attack. Bite and then claw. 16 plus 2?
No!
That'll hit.
Okay. 5 for the first hit. 13 plus 2?
That'll hit.
This one's smaller, don't worry. If I can get my die. Come on, little guy. Here we go. 1. So 5 and 1 damage from the vicious teeth and the vicious claws.
A punk.
Next up is the imp.
He's got a thick gun.
And the imp is going to use his movement to move closer towards the emo casting the ritual. So, that's his turn. He's moving closer to him. Miss Muffin. Yo turn.
I'm going to attack the dredge that's missing his arm.
So you're going to go move over to Duke?
Yeah.
What is your movement speed? How far can you move?
30 foot.
Okay, you can make it.
30.
You can make it.
For most people.
So you're going to the other dredge to help Duke. So he needs help.
Unless you got the agile feet, you add 10.
What can I really do? Because I'd have to go inside the ritual dagger. It is outside still?
It came out to fight Duke. It got pulled back and fought against it, being ripped back in and ripped its arm off.
So its arm got sucked back and not him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to dagger him.
Dagger him.
Dagger, dagger. Nope. 2 plus 6, 7, 8.
Nope. We will not hit.
Well, I don't get the dagger.
Next up, Archie Ortiz.
Alrighty. I'm going to smack him in the face with my cane because he went up on me.
Smack him in the face with that cane?
Yup. He gonna get it.
The trench.
Oh, he's not gonna get it.
3 plus 5.
3 plus 5?
Yeah.
Will not.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
I think next up then is Flea Stick.
Alright, where's everybody at?
So
I'm by Duke.
Archie is about 5 feet in front of you. There's a dredge fighting him. And Miss Muffin is to the left of you guys, about 15 feet over there fighting Dretch with Duke. There's an imp moving towards the emo casting a ritual.
I'm gonna hit that one.
The one moving towards him?
Yeah.
With
my mace, I'm gonna run on Kraken.
Let's see here. Let's see, maybe far away.
Yeah, how far is he? 10, 15,
20, 25, 30, 35. He's 35 feet.
Okay, I can move 30 feet and I got 5 foot reach on my head. So that's right, yeah.
I guess so.
Right. Hell yeah.
17 plus 4.
Yep.
6, 7, 8. That's 9 damage.
9 damage. Good hit. That imp was like starting to flap and fly towards him, and you just kind of smoke him like as he's flying out of the air, and he's dazed, and looks like that one rang his bell good.
Hell yeah.
Is that all for your turn?
I think I'm going to back up. Oh, I can't move anymore. No, I'm good.
Okay. Do crystal. Got the dredge and miss my with you.
I don't have any yet.
Can I move up to the imp without provoking opportunity from the dredge?
What's up?
Can I move toward the imp inside a circle without provoking opportunity attack?
It would provoke opportunity.
Oh, well, then I guess I'll just smash the annoying little dredge thing.
The annoying little dredge.
And we'll crack it with the Emerald Fury. Let's see. That's, yeah. It's like a 23. So okay.
That will hit.
Okay. So, 2 plus 5, 7 plus 1, fire. So I just keep that bitch lit anytime I pull it out.
What's this? 7 plus 1, fire?
Yeah.
Good hit. He's hurting bad.
Which I don't know if like fire would do much to them.
You while you're fighting them. That's what opposite attack is. Yeah, so you smack him truly. He's bleeding.
Did he catch on fire, or did he seem pretty resistant to it? Or did it burn him?
He looked like it was pretty resistant.
Okay, I figured.
Didn't hurt him quite
as bad. I figured being a demonic type creature.
It is Dretch on Archie.
Save yourself!
Don't eat it again. 13 plus 2.
Yep.
Alright, 2 damage.
Okay.
And he's got a multi attack.
Stop.
13 plus 2. What the?
No!
That's crazy.
Good, what's your SD?
Yes. 3 damage.
So 5 on
that. That was on 8 damage.
Yeah, 2
damage. Yes, sorry. What's up?
That damage I did was only 8, I think. All I said.
Right. One step closer to death.
One step closer to death. Dretch B is panicking because he's got 2 on him. He's going to multi-attack, bite at Duke, and then claw at Miss Muffin. That's a natural 1.
Yeah.
This dude's doomed.
Like that.
This dude's doomed. He goes to claw at you, and just like before, it starts to pull, rips his arm off, and then pulls his head in slow and just rips his head clean off, and
woo!
His body drops to the ground.
Good.
Good riddance.
I might just kick him in there as a weapon. His corpse get flying in with the force of the circle.
At the imp. Just throw him at him. Yeah. All right, now it's
like get to hold it outside as a targeting. So
it's the imp's turn now, so he is going to push over on you, Flea Stick, pop up out of the... He's actually standing inside the ritual still. So he's going to attack you from inside the ritual. and he. So he's going to use sting to try and sting you, Flea Stick.
Sting. That's probably
10+5. Oh, that won't hit you, will it? You got a 16.
Nope.
Yep. All right. So good deal.
That didn't come my way. Will it hit me high if he stings me?
No. Well. No.
Damn.
No. Nope. All right. So Miss Muffin, your turn.
Never know. Might be a good sting.
It's my turn to dagger.
That one's dead.
Yeah, so am I close to any others?
You're about 10 feet from Archie and his, and yeah. You're about 15 feet from the imp and flea stick.
I'll go the 10 feet over to Archie and his trench.
Okay.
And I'll kill that thing with my dagger if I can, because it's been biting him and clawing him and shit.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm gonna dagger with my +1 dagger. Hopefully. Nope. I rolled a 2 again.
You missed.
Yeah, man.
Dope.
Archie, it's you. This dude's giving you a beating.
Quiet.
I'm gonna 2-hand swing this cane right at his face.
Alright. Swing it at his face.
Show him your black.
Get him.
Oh my god.
He got a black.
No, I'm not. I rolled a 3.
We have bad luck. It's the couch.
Alright. I think that means it's Flea Stick again. Yep. Got the imp on you. He is right in front of you. He's just standing inside the ritual, like 5 feet, so you couldn't smack him or.
I'm gonna smack him with me mace. And no, I'm not. Crit fail.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so as you go to swing, he kind of slips out of the way. You trip and you fall into the ring of the ritual.
Oh, fuck me.
So.
Is there trash in here?
Give me a strength saving throw.
Hey there, it's me, Tristan, the Dummy Master of this exciting campaign, and I'm here to tell you that if you want more out of Dummies with Dice, there's a very easy way to do that. Go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/dummieswithdice, for free or for starting at $3 monthly, gain access to our Discord community server with the dummies and gain access to bonus content released monthly. Again, that's patreon.com/dummieswithdice. We thank you for your support and becoming a patron.
I rolled a 20.
Natural 20?
No, 18 plus 2.
Okay, good, good shit. All right, so you kind of feel the pull of the ritual. You start to muscle your way out and break back out of the ring. So, good job. Not staying inside that.
Very nice.
Duke Crystal.
I'm going in.
You're going in?
Yeah, I'm fighting. I'm fighting the up in the ritual. So.
You're going to jump in?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when you cross over, you're going to have to make a strength saving throw.
That's fine.
Okay.
15?
Yeah, that'll do. So yeah, you're on the M, but you're inside the ritual site, so.
Am I gonna make a save every turn?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Is this a portal?
In a way. It's like a rip open through this ritual where they're just kind of
demons
flowing.
Bleeding
kind of
out. Okay.
Popping out.
Pulls them in, pushes us out.
I feel like because right. Fuck souls in hell, and they're trying to get his soul, her soul, whatever, back from hell. Because why would it be? I mean, yeah. You know what I mean?
Why?
Get what I'm saying? Get what I'm trying to say?
Well, he's an amateur, so he didn't know
you
what
guys,
he was doing.
Yes, you guys he did choose to side with the side of darkness to get your info. So this is just something happening in their town. A dude who was not experienced trying to perform a dark ritual to bring back his lover. Not necessarily from hell or not, but just...
I don't think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, just,
he's just
trying to sacrifice a soul to bring back a soul.
Should we drag this donkey
okay.
out?
But that's up to you. What
okay.
you guys
are yeah, we're going to save that donkey. That's what we're doing.
I didn't use my action or nothing. That was just movement.
Nope.
I'm going to grapple the imp.
Okay.
That's both.
Strength.
Yeah.
Oh, strength. Athletics.
So 13 straight.
Yeah, 3 -2.
Sweet.
So he is grappled.
Grappled. And that is an action, right? So
yes.
I couldn't do that.
So you're a holder now.
Yeah. Now if I get pulled out, he's coming with me.
Nice. Smooth. Good. Okay. Dretch A. He's gonna swing his multi-attack at you, Miss Muffin.
No!
That's a natural one. Good. He's Dretches.
What'd
Come
you
on.
Get? What'd you get?
Alright, so he goes to swing at you and does the kind of same thing where it's like he swings and the pool rips on him and just kind of tears one of his wings off. Now he's kind of standing on the ground instead of floating there. He sucks. Miss Muffin, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to try and dagger that again.
And dagger him. I'll say advantage.
Dagger.
Because
I rolled a 3 this time.
Advantage. So roll again.
Okay. 6 plus 6 is 12. Yeah? Does that hit?
Yep, that will hit.
Yay, thank God. Okay, then it's 1d4 plus 4.
And sneak attack. Because you have advantage.
3 plus 4 is 7 damage.
And sneak attack.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
You roll like a D. Remember your thing? You roll like a D6 or something? Check your stuff.
I don't remember.
So no, Tacy still the take.
2d6 damage.
Yeah?
It's extra 2d6 damage.
Should hit level 3? Okay, sick. All right, two more d's. So roll 2d6, yeah.
Which is my square.
Square, yep.
1.
Okay.
Whoops. 6, so 7.
Good round of damage.
Yeah.
Archie.
Yeah.
Yo turn.
He's still on me.
Yep. This muffin was cracking good.
Going with the cane again.
You can do it with advantage.
Ooh, very nice.
Because he just got his ring whipped off and they're not used to walking.
Natural
20. Okay.
Alrighty.
Double damage. Roll your damage die twice.
Sweet.
For that sweet, sweet cane.
Four plus 3.
All right, he is obliterated. Smashed to a pole. Flea stick. It's yours. Duke Crystal just jumped into the ritual and grabbed a hold of an imp and is grappling it, so. Which means any attacks against it have advantage, I believe, right?
Yeah, I'll have advantage on attacks while grappling.
How much advantage?
Like, roll your die twice, d20, okay. Take the higher number.
I don't know if other people get
it. But what about it?
I think it is. I think anyone. Probably. I think it's any. I think
just because he's restrained.
Yeah, basically.
I'm gonna go flea mace his ass.
Alright.
3. 20.
Natural?
Yep.
Damn, fuck. Alright. I'll let you roll your damage if you want, but he's dead.
Yeah, 7.
Yeah, he had 1 health point. Duke's kind of holding this imp. How do you finish off that imp?
I bash him in the head, and can I grab Duke at the same time?
I'll let you do it.
And pull him out, yeah.
So fucking crack him and then yank Duke out of the ritual?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got you, man.
What a good man.
All right. So you kind of whacked all of them. So they all drop toward the one casting the ritual. He kind of looks at it and he's like, all right, guys, you did good. You did good. I'm going to bring you back. Just hold out for a little bit longer and this ritual will be almost done. And as he says that, you see the red portal bust open again and a nasty ghoul comes crawling out of it. And this weird little... Actually, let me look at this thing. It's a bipedal, like, bug creature looking thing, has giant horns come stepping out, but he's tiny. It's like a tiny little demon creature with big horns coming off his head. It's like a little bug. But a ghoul and a quasit have joined the fray. Duke, it is still your turn. I'm going to roll initiative for these actually real quick. 3 plus 2. Quasit.
natural 20.
Okay, so... Yeah, Duke, it's you.
No, I'm out of the circle now, right?
Yes, you are out of the circle, but those just spawned inside the circle, like in the middle.
So. I guess I'll just stand and wait.
Miss Muffin, you run up.
I run up. What is it? The imp?
Nope, the imp's dead.
That's what I thought.
There's a ghoul and a quasit.
Oh, yeah, a ghoul.
They're inside the ritual.
I would like to kill the ghoul. I'll dagger him.
You gotta run inside the ritual?
I don't know. Is it gonna, like, kill me? Because I can't really fight from outside the ritual. I have, only have daggers.
I mean, I'm not gonna tell you if it's gonna kill you.
We so got far, 5 foot
you,
reach.
So far, you've seen two people have to make strength saving throws to not be pulled towards the ritual and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's not good for me. I have -1 strength. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Can I throw my dagger?
You can throw a dagger if you have one.
And then when the ritual's over, I can just pick it back up?
Possibly.
If you remember.
I'll throw my +1 dagger.
Okay, that works.
Okay, I'm going to do that then and throw it right at the ghoul's eyeball.
Does it have a damage for throw?
I don't know.
I assume it's probably the same, I guess.
Not really. I think throws off strength. It's a matter of how hard he throws
it. It just says piercing. Oh, wait. Properties, finesse, light,
1d4 if it's
plus your strength, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the higher your strength, the harder you throw stuff.
Okay, so what do I roll then?
Oh, you can use dexterity.
Oh, okay.
If it's a finesse or light weapon.
It's a finesse light thrown.
Yep, so you can throw it with your dex to hit, and it'll do 1d4.
So, does that mean my dex is +5 anyway, so it's still +5?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Would it do 1d4 plus dex modifier?
I think not, just because it's thrown.
So I got 9 plus 5.
To throw it at the ghoul?
Yeah.
That'll hit.
Awesome. And then it's 1d4 plus 3.
Just do 1d4, I think, because it's thrown.
Okay.
I mean, I don't fucking know, honestly.
Well, I got a 3.
You can add your modifier. I feel like it makes sense to do that. All right,
so then that's 6. 6 damage.
Okay. Stuck him with your dagger. Good job. Archie, your turn.
How far are they from me?
About 15 feet into the ritual.
Alrighty, well, I'm gonna use my water whip to...
Water whip! Smooth!
There's a ghoul in... There's a ghoul in what?
Quasit.
Alrighty, I'm gonna hit the quasit with my water whip and try to pull him to me.
Okay. What's it say you have to do? Is it like an attack roll, or isn't it a save? Strength save or something?
I have to make a dexterity saving. You said you must make a dexterity saving throw.
I must?
Me. No, it says, I'm pretty sure it says me.
A creature that is within 30 feet of you must make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, I'll make a dex save for the quasi.
Don't I have to roll, though?
I don't.
Even hit. Yeah, I hate roll.
Wait, oh yeah, you have to roll to see if you hit with the whip? Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah. Water whipping.
Water whipping.
15. Yeah, 15.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Alrighty. Bet. I have to spend
like
two.
A fuck ton of damage, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 3d10.
Oh, nice.
Okay, I have to spend some key points here. I have to do that after this. D10.
3d10, so the one with like a 0 on it.
Yeah. I just roll it 3 times.
Yep.
2, 9, 7.
Okay.
16.
He fails his dexterity saving throw.
9 plus 7.
He's dead.
+16.
Okay. And plus
he's
2.
Very dead.
Oh, yeah.
18.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's dead.
Good job.
Yeah, he's very dead. So he fails his next saving throw. So as you like whip him with this whip and it just boom, 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 smokes him, and then you pull him. Just the dead body of a Quasic comes flying out of the ritual and like turns to ash and just disappears as it flies out.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
So the Quasic is gone.
Was that the little one?
Yep.
Alright, cool.
So now there's just the ghoul?
Yep. Now there's Flea Stick Sock Jelly. Yo turn.
Didn't they crack that ghoul yet?
Get the ghoul.
Where's the, okay, it's okay. Ghoul. Hit ghoulie.
Alright. Hitting this bastard with my guiding bolt.
Ooh, good deal. Is that just a hit?
Oh, fuck.
What?
7.
Is it plus? What's your spell?
Plus 5. 2 plus 5.
Ah. I will not hit. Okay. Do crystal. Your turn.
Do you start to use
his spell in the circle?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He's still in the circle, yes.
Well, either go back in or do nothing. So I guess I'm going back in. So I'm trying to do nothing.
Okay, strength save.
17.
Yes, you push past it, and well, I guess, yeah. So you're not being yanked into it now.
It's repulsing.
Well, it's trying to pull whatever's in, but you're trying to fight not being yanked
into. Well, I want
to
go in. So.
Yeah, so, but you're not being pulled into the portal. You're just fighting being pulled into the portal. So yeah,
I should let you in a bit.
You are up on the ghoul. He's like right on the edge of the portal of the opening tear there.
Honestly, can I just boot his ass back in the portal?
You can try. Shove.
Yeah.
Bonus action at least, so if it don't work.
Alright.
I think it's opposed strength.
Oof. That's a 10 on strength.
18 plus 1.
Don't be safe.
Alright.
Don't crack him with the fucking Emerald Fury.
Emerald Fury.
Right in his forehead. I hope he gets a little wobbly when the legs goes back in the portal. 21 hit?
Yes.
Okay. I figured. I just like saying it.
He'd be like, no, it won't hit.
Let's see, 11 damage plus 1 fire, which I'm guessing the fire's nullified. So. No.
You don't notice anything.
He's a ghoul, so he might eat it.
11 plus 1?
Yes.
Okay. Good hit. Being fucking pulled in, fighting against the power of a dark portal.
Ooh,
it's the ghoul's turn.
I wonder who he's going after.
All right, so he is going to do bite.
Right, he's
going to bite him. That's usually their go-to.
7 plus 2 will not hit. Does not get multi-attack, so...
He whipped his teeth.
Miss Muffin, yo turn.
Don't go in.
I only have one dagger left, and I don't want to throw my good dagger.
Okay.
So I don't really have much to do here.
Okay.
Can she run up and hit us?
Pass it.
No, he's in the circle. She's not very strong, yeah. So she might get.
Okay, Archie.
Oh, strength.
Yeah, sucked into the nine hills.
Oh. You can tell that Duke put a real beating on that goal. So.
I hit a rock between the eyes. Poor guy.
The only thing I can do now is run in there and make a strength saving throw and try to fight.
You can. If you want to wait.
Does anybody. Do you still have range attacks?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to pass it on.
Okay. Please stay.
Give me a dex save.
Dex save. Good shit. Let's see. That is a 3 plus 2.
Nope. Alright.
Alright. Give him save 2 damage. Flame. 2 damage?
Yep.
Okay, so. So you hit him with that. You hit him with that, but you can definitely tell that the radiant light, like, burns his skin, fucking fries him good. And where you did 2 damage, you actually did 4, because it's double damage, and he had 4 health left. So he is fried to a crisp. Duke Crystal.
Burn, baby, burn.
You want to move out of the ritual?
Is the dumb dude?
He is dead.
Still, oh shit. But the ghoul or the guy summoning shit?
Yeah, so as he dies, the guy yells out, okay, you need to get out of the portal. It's done. We need to finish this. So you gonna step out?
No, I'm grabbing him by his neck.
Who, the ritual guy?
Yes.
Oh god. Okay.
And I'm pulling him out with me.
No, he's not in it.
Oh, I thought he was in the circle.
He's standing outside, like, casting it.
Well, he's definitely getting knocked out when I get out.
Okay.
Strength to get out.
Yep.
All right. Let's see, 14?
Yeah, that'll pull out. So as you step out, he kind of like, he kind of, yeah, that pulls out. So he kind of like waves his hands around, does some chanting, and everything goes dark. And right as you move up to kind of punch him in the head, the whole room fills with black smoke. And,
is his head still there?
His head's still there.
Well, that punch came through. The smoke
didn't. All right, I'll say you knocked him out. That's fine.
All right. You don't have to listen to talk
combat
talk anymore.
Combat is over, so we don't need that anymore.
I love her. Fuck. He had it coming.
So you kind of punch him in the nose. He falls back. The room fills with black smoke. And
he's like, I'm blind.
As the smoke kind of starts to clear away, you see, you hear a voice coming from inside where the ritual was. And he's like, oh, fuck, it's me, fuck. Yeehaw, oh, fuck. And then the smoke clears away, and you see a formed human body attached to the lower body of a donkey.
Oh my god,
creating
a centaur.
Centaurs.
Or a jackass.
So, jeez. Now his lover, Fuck, is attached to the donkey known as Arse.
So his name is Fuck Arse?
That's not okay.
His name is, I guess, yes, his name is now Fuck Arse.
They did some Full Metal Alchemy. That ain't
good. We know who the bottom is.
How you doing, Fuck Arse?
He says, I don't know what's happening. where's Toro?
You want to make some money on some donkey shows?
Out cold.
Is he out cold?
Yeah. Well, you punched him. He's fell down.
Pick him up by his shirt and tell him go finish that thing off. It's
like, he kind of walks over there, and when he walks up and sees what's happened, he's filled with like absolute dread and just like he's like, this isn't my fuck. I don't know what this is, but it's not mine. And he pulls out a dagger and just slits his own throat.
Well, he's supposed to kill the donkey thing first. What a coward.
I'll take his dagger. Thank you.
Okay. So, yes, he just killed himself, and you're left with a
I'll
centaur's.
Take my trench knife and go or finish off that abomination.
Are you going to finish it off, or are you going to chat it out?
It's a pile of mixed parts between
a
donkey.
It's quite literally a centaur.
Oh, so he did
but
a perfect
a donkey
mixed
and
breed.
A body, yes, of a man. With the donkey legs.
I really don't
it could be beneficial. He can haul our stuff around.
Well, I don't like animals, so in my eyes, it's an animal. Someone better make a decision before I cut its throat.
Should we ride it?
So he kind of...
I guess I can ask it if it wants to live like this.
He kind of sees Duke pull out his trench knife, and he kind of steps back. He's like, oh. He's like, hey, listen, I don't want to die. He's like, I already died once, and that shit sucked. But if you guys need some help, sure, I'll get the hell out of this place. I mean, I don't want to be stuck inside this ritual, and I don't want to be stuck inside of a donkey, but it beats better than being in hell, so.
Why are you talking normal now?
Yeehaw!
You are!
So, yeah. Whatever. You guys did complete the dark ritual. Toro killed himself out of the
Boy,
abomination he created.
You
the abomination
die,
does wish to stay with you.
But not with me.
Not with
follow
you.
Follow somewhere
yeah.
else. Don't bother me.
He can come with us.
You're going to stay in the back. I hear too many.
You guys have acquired a centaur.
Yes.
Named,
Eonk.
Fuck ours.
Fuck ass. Fuck ours. So great. He gets his arse fucked.
Yeah. Right as I hit record. Alright, so you guys finished your ritual, not your ritual, finished the ritual, and moving on back outside to go back and check on things. You guys going, what do you guys want to do?
Go check on Tiefling Dirtbag.
Alright, go check on your friendly neighborhood Tiefling Dirtbag.
Make sure he's still...
Is
a little dazed and confused.
Okay, so you guys approach Tiefling Dirtbag, and there's a sign hanging on the door, and it kind of has, like, scribbled words, and it's, like, closed for the day, feeling a little under weather. What do you do?
God.
Whatever.
Barge in.
We're busting in this place.
Okay, it's unlocked.
What's wrong, Tiefling Dirtbag? That's what we do.
So the same guy kind of jumps and turns around and looks at you. His eyes are, like, green. Like, the whites are, like, all green and, like, nasty looking. And he kind of startles and looks at you guys. He's like, we're closed today. What do you want?
Want to try some drugs?
He looks at you and, like, immediately throws up, like, the ground. He looks at you and he's like, no, I don't want no drugs. I've been up all night long, and I have no memory of yesterday, because some of my stuff is missing, one of my drugs are missing, the glowing liquid, and I'm assuming that I maybe took it, and it's just been a bad night.
Oh, yeah, you took that. We saw you take that.
I did.
Thanks. Yeah. You took a lot of stuff. You licked globicle.
Is that glowing liquid stuff that tough? Is it that powerful?
Roll persuasion, Kelly. Deception. Sorry. Roll deception.
Deception? No! My persuasion's plus 5.
I know, she did. I'm trying to learn about my
goodness. Oh, my deception's plus 5, too.
I don't know.
10 plus 5, 15. Yo.
Oh, gosh.
All right. He believes you. He's like, okay, so I did. That makes sense. Makes sense why I'm like this.
That's why we're checking on you, obviously.
Oh, thanks. I've never met you in my life, but thanks. You asked over there, what did you ask?
Yeah, I was like, is that glowing liquid stuff you're talking about really that strong?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That stuff will light you up, for sure. See, usually when I take it, it's a different effect. It's more bright than this. It's like, but I just feel sick. Like, I've been puking green all day, all night.
Must have been a bad batch.
I guess so.
Well, have a good one.
All right, so you guys can leave him be. So you guys want to go back to the tavern and probably get to your rest, a short rest, just after that whole ordeal.
Yeah, well, he must be a lightweight.
He's never done anything like that. So as you guys go back into Blink's Tavern, you see the person you had talked to before about the poet, and they come running up and they are asking you what happened, if anything happened with the poet, or what happened with it.
The poet is insane.
And you see our new donkey friend.
This is our new donkey friend.
This is fuckars.
Meet fuckars.
He looks out. He looks out, like, past you out the door, and he's like, "Oh my god, what the fuck is that?"
Don't look at him. Don't look in his eyes. Don't look in his eyes.
Used to be fuck, but now that's fuckars.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fuckars.
Don't look in his eyes.
As you say that, you see, like, fuckars, like, look over at him. He's got, like, one eye, like, torpid downwards, like, one eye's looking the other way. He's like, Esau! Like, as soon as he looks over at him.
Jumps.
Like, yeah. So, he's like, okay, so, you, I guess he continued the ritual and it didn't work. Is he dead? Is he gone? What happened?
Oh, yeah, he killed himself.
Yeah, he saw the abomination he made.
He felt guilty.
This was his boyfriend.
Okay. He's like, so...
He's like, I'm so confused.
So he kind of, like, looks around, like, all... Like, he's seeing if anybody's listening. He's like, so I'll pay you guys 50 gold pieces each to not say a word about this to anybody.
150.
Persuasion. Persuasion check.
15.
Yeah, he said, you know what? Fine. It's worth it. Okay. All so right. You guys each can you can I'll pay each 150. It's like I won't be able to eat for a week or pay for my house, but it'll be fine.
God.
Sounds good to me.
God.
It sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No way.
Yeah, I'll
just
he'll be dead next week.
He says it'll be fine, and he like quickly runs outside and kind of like scooches past the centaurs, like creeped out, yeah, and starts making his way towards where the ritual was. So.
No blabbering about it, Kelly. He paid us good money. You're going to die of starvation over that. You don't want to turn on a little.
He just went ahead and took the rest of his money, too, at that point.
Oh, you have enough to eat on? Give me that, too.
Poor guy.
I can't remember right, to so add my gold.
With that, you guys have...
I forgot how to do it as well.
Finished the dark ritual. You saved the poor centaurs. And kept him as your companion to help you in your travels. You've paid off the accepted bribe to not tell anyone about the ritual and the poet's actions. So you guys are in the tavern. You're going to go rest. Anything else you want to do before you lay down for a couple hours to go hunt the wizard?
Is there any like general stores here, healing shops, anything?
Tiefling Dirtbag will have that stuff. Yeah, they can have some potions.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go back and see if he's feeling fit enough to sell me a couple healing potions.
All right, so
I have a healing potion.
Yeah, but I want to buy a couple.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So you walk in, he's kind of like he drops his shoulders and like turns around slow, and he's like, "What do you want?"
Sorry, bro. Don't want to bother you too much. I'm sure you feel bad. But I think you can hook me up with a couple healing potions or sort of healing supplies.
He's like...
Or did you use them all?
He's like, you know what? Fine. If that makes you not come back for the rest of the day, sure. And he pulls up... he has four greater healing potions, each for 10 gold pieces.
Yeah. I'll buy both of them.
All right.
40 bucks.
He puts them in a Hot Topic looking like black, no see through bag, and bags it up and hands it to you. So,
thanks, Brian.
Right. No problem. Don't come back again today.
You got any good stuff in your trash?
We might.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Flea Stick, did you say you want to search for trash?
Yeah, has he got any good stuff in his trash?
So, give me a perception or an investigation. You can, like, walk around that building,
look around,
see if there's some trash.
He definitely has a dumpster.
What kind of healing?
Greater.
Four, right?
Yep.
14.
So I'll say you find, two decent piles of trash. And we'll probably work something out about the trash.
Okay.
What to do with it. But, so yeah, you do find two piles of trash to gather up into your inventory. Anything else anybody else wants to do? You're all done.
I'm pretty much good.
Time for a nappy poop?
Yeah. Sit me back, and Hazel rest will be up, tired.
Rest up.
Take a cat nap.
Long rest?
Short rest.
Okay. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Cut now.
Yeah, so you guys go back to the tavern and rest up for a couple hours before you go and hunt down the Wizard of Light.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.